be to God. Hallelujah. It's another wonderful Sunday morning. I hope you're on your way to church, preparing to go to church, because it's going to be a beautiful Sunday service for you. Today is day 28 of our 50 days of blessings, and I'm going to be sharing the word of God with you. Let us go to Jeremiah chapter 17 from verse 7. It says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." I mean, just hearing that alone is enough for you to know that you're blessed. The one that trusts in the Lord is blessed. What does it mean to trust? To trust means to make a commitment to God, to believe Him, to believe His word, to take what He says as truth. Of course, trust and faith are not the same thing, but trust is a very important element of a relationship. In a relationship with somebody, you must trust that that person is truthful, the person is faithful, the person seeks your good for the relationship to be real. So we must trust the Lord. Before I read verse 8, I want to read Psalm 20 and verse 7. It says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." People trust in different things. They trust in the system of the world. They trust their government. They trust their family or their parents. They trust the doctor. They trust in different things. But it says, we will remember the name of the Lord our God. In other words, we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. That's very, very important. Not to put your trust in men or in systems or in devices or in structures, but to put your trust in the Lord. Let's read Psalm 40 and verse 4. Again, it says, "Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust." Is the Lord your trust? If he's your trust, you want to know what he says. You'll believe his word. You will take him at his word. "Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." Now, he's contrasting trusting in the Lord and trusting in men. People can offer you so many things, make a lot of boasts, but are they trustworthy? Can their word be trusted? The Lord can be trusted. His word is trusted. Look at verse 5. "Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word." Oh, praise the Lord. He's telling you that God's thoughts to you are trustworthy. The things he has done are trustworthy. He goes on to say, "They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." In other words, God has proven himself. He has proven himself with his works in your life. He has proven himself with the thoughts he thinks towards you. And the Bible says the thoughts that God thinks towards you, the thoughts that God thinks towards you are thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you a hope and a future. So trust in God. When the Lord tells you to do something, don't hesitate. Believe his word. His word is the ultimate answer to every question. His word has the solutions. His word has the answers. So it says trust in him. Psalm 34 and verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Oh, praise the Lord. Are you listening today? We're preparing for a night of blessings, and already we're seeing how to walk in blessings. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So trust in the Lord today. Cast all your cares upon him. Ask the question you have to ask him. Commit the situation to him. Commit the challenge to him. Commit the home situation or the business situation, commit them to him and trust him to give you answers. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Now, I want us to go back to Jeremiah chapter 17, and we'll read it again into verse 8 this time. "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." Oh, thank you, Father. I trust in you, and you are my hope. Verse 8 tells us what this man is like. He says, "For he shall be," that man that trusts in the Lord, "shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." What a life. By trusting in the Lord, you are like a tree planted by the waters. You are close to your source. The waters are available to you. He says, "and spreadeth out her roots by the river." That man shall not see when heat comes, when the tough situations of life come, when the difficulties come, you won't even notice, because your trust is in the Lord. It says, her leaf shall be green. You'll be ever fruitful, ever productive, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, shall not be anxious in the time of lack. Why? Because he trusts in the Lord. Let's read this from the Amplified. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river, and it shall not see and fear when heat comes. You hear about the inflation, you hear about recession. It says this man will not see or fear. Why? Because his trust is in God. His trust is not in the economy. His trust is not in the government. His trust is not in his job or his business. His trust is in the Lord. He says, his leaf shall be green. That man will be ever prosperous, ever productive. I like the next part. It says, he shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall he cease yielding fruit. Glory, glory, glory to God. The man that trusts in the Lord will not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought. When you hear about the things happening in the economy, you hear about things happening in particular industries, fear can come into a man's heart. But if you trust in the Lord, you will not be anxious. You will not be full of care. No, you will not fear when heat comes. And in that situation, you will not cease yielding fruit. The difficulties of life, the challenges, the situations are not here for your destruction. They are here for your promotion. If you trust in the Lord, despite what is happening all around you, you will continue to be profitable. You continue to be productive just by trusting in the Lord. Trust his word. Trust his guidance. Trust his plan for you. Trust his vision for you. The Bible says, whose hope the Lord is. In other words, your hope is in what God has planned for you. Listen, if you do this, your life will be calm, peaceful, and productive. I want to invite you to the night of blessings. During that night, we're going to be sharing the word of God in a way that will bring you hope, bring you trust, bring you confidence for the days ahead. It'll be a night where the peace of God will get a hold of your heart. And regardless of what's happening all around you, the inflation or the deflation or the recession or whatever is happening, your heart will be strong in the Lord. And you'll find yourself joining through the rest of this year and in fact the rest of your life full of confidence, full of hope, trusting in the Lord. Join me for a night of blessings on Friday, September 12, 2025 at the Tafabalewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. Come with an expectation. Come with a loved one. Come with a friend. Maybe you have never been for a meeting like that. Tell somebody, let's go together. Let's see what it's going to be like. I can tell you, you will not remain the same. And you will leave there with a definite blessing. You receive with answers to your questions. You receive with your problems solved. And you will have clarity about life and the things you need to do in the days ahead. Today, call us or send us an SMS on 090-764-15312. Go to anightofblessings.org and let me know that you're coming. We want to start preparing for you. As soon as you register, as soon as you reserve your seat, we start praying for you. Yes, because you are more than just a faceless person. Now we have your name. Now we have your details. Now we can pray with you in mind. Book your seat today. Let us know where you're going to be coming from so we can ensure that there are enough buses from there to bring you. Call us to find out about the plans for car parking, for security, for food, everything to make your night comfortable. Remember, the one that trusts in the Lord, whose hope and confidence the Lord is, that man is blessed. In the next few moments, Pastor George will come up and share a few thoughts with you. And also, if you're not yet born again, he will lead you to Christ, the Bible way, the way that will not fail. Praise the Lord. And he will also give you some information about how to participate in the program. Stay tuned for Pastor George, and don't forget, be in church today. It will change your life. It will bless you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for blessing us again today. We boldly declare that the Lord is our trust. We believe his word. We take him at his word because his word to us is trustworthy. Thank you, man. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received the words of blessing from my dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, God has proven himself in your life with his works and his thoughts towards you. And when the Lord tells you to do something, she said, don't hesitate. Rather, believe his word because his word is the ultimate answer to every situation. And then the difficulties and challenges of life are not here for your destruction. Rather, they are here for your promotion. And she said, if you trust in the Lord, you will continue to be profitable and productive in life. Glory to God. Now, remember to attend church service today And thank you for listening. God bless you. And if you're not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations. And if you've not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you. I pray for you right now, declaring in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you receive the Holy Spirit right now. You receive the Holy Spirit right now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So congratulations to you. You are now born again. But we would like to hear from you. We would like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ. So please reach us, because we do have some resources to send to you so that you can begin growing as a Christian and begin to enjoy this glorious life that the Lord has made available to you. And if you have questions or prayer requests, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Now, remember to keep a date with us at A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. You know, this is one night that you don't want to miss. It's a night that will bring about a transformation in your life. Whatever your desire, you have an appointment with the Lord on this night, A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Come for that change you desire in your life. Now, for your free seat reservations and every other information concerning the program, for instance, the transport arrangement, the parking arrangement, the security arrangement, please go online to anightofblessings.org. We have the following social media handles for A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. The King's Chart handle is at LGZone5. The Syflix handle is A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips. For YouTube, it's A Night of Blessings. On Instagram, it is A Night of Blessings. On TikTok, it's ANOFB2025. And on Twitter, it's ANOB2025. And on Facebook, it's A Night of Blessings. And if you live in Lagos, we have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program and take you back home after the program. And for you to take advantage of this, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll also be happy to provide you with any questions you may have concerning any inquiries that you may have for us. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Now, remember to go to church. God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say